Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here in the fraud department. Can I have your first and last name?
Yeah, my name's William Kimball, but this is on the our account from Sam's Club, 2901 Elizabeth Place, Lakeland, Florida 33812.
What's the first and last
Hello.
name on the account?
On the charge accounts, Ruth Kimball, RUTHKIMBLE. That's my wife.
Okay, it will be under a different first name.
No, it's Ruth Kimball, RUTHKIMBLE.
Okay, what's your first name?
William.
Okay, verify the email address on the account.
I don't know what email address they would have used. This is a charge that we didn't do, so
Okay.
I don't have any
Is
idea.
your wife available, sir?
Yeah, now her email address is, let's see, Ruth, no spaces, Ruth Kimball RK at gmail.com.
Okay, does she have another email address
No.
that she could have used?
No.
Are you positive?
I didn't hear what you said. Say it again, please.
Are you positive, sir?
Yes, she has no other email address. Ruth
Okay, what's the
Kimball,
telephone number?
RK. Her cell number is 863-670-5280.
Okay, verify the address.
2901 Elizabeth Place, Lakeland, Florida 33812.
Okay, that information you verified over this recorded line was correct. Looks like someone ordered a, oh, I'm sorry. Looks like someone entered the sweepstakes drawing for a toolbox on October the 19th of this year. Looks like they also signed up for the discount shopping store membership, where they give them 48 hours to call in to cancel it to keep from being a member. Being a member gets them a $125 voucher to the discount shopping store online. And it's $67.32 a month. Now you are stating that she is stating that she did not place this entry on October 19th, correct?
Correct. And doesn't
Okay.
want to be a member of any club or any deductions or anything.
Okay.
In other words, she's not
So I
signed
can go
up for
ahead and
anything, and we don't even know what this is about.
well, I just explained to you, sir, what it was about.
Well, no, I understand that you explained it to me, but she has no knowledge of it. So somebody's done this fraudulently.
Okay, so what I can go ahead and do is get this information sent over to your local county police department, so that way whoever used her credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. We do send over the IP address, which does show the exact device and location where this was entered at. I do have to let you be fully aware that if it does comes back to the information you verified over this recorded line, you could be prosecuted for fraudulent claims of fraud. Would you like to proceed with the fraud claim?
Sure. I'm wasting my time. I just need to call Walmart and tell them to cancel the charge. I'm wasting my time with you. You're not going to do anything, so I just need to call Walmart. I don't know why I called you all to start with. So I just need to call Walmart and tell them not to pay it, and I'll deduct it from my bill and go from there. I'm not doing this. This is not mine. It's real simple. I don't need the police involved. I mean, I could care less about the police. That's it. It's not my charge. I'll just have Walmart deduct it, and then we'll go on with our, well, Sam's Club. We'll go on with our life and let you settle it with them. Okay. Do you have
Okay,
anything else to
so
say
as I
before I
was
hang
just,
up?
okay, well, I wasn't done talking, sir. You just interrupted me. I wasn't
Well, there's nothing
finishing
else
with
to
my
say. I'm
protocol.
not going to go to
Okay,
a
well,
police
there
report and
is
all this other
something that I
bullshit.
still
I'll
have
let
to
Walmart
do.
file the police report. I'm not going to file any police report. Walmart can
Okay,
file
this
one if they want
information
to.
will be sent over to your credit card company and bank, sir.
That's fine. I
Okay,
don't care.
so as I was saying,
Okay,
I'm
I'll
gonna go
see
ahead
you
and get.
later. Goodbye.
Okay, I'm not done yet, sir. The call.